This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The photos sent back from the Cassini spacecraft show Saturn's rings in sharp detail. You can see those pictures at NPR.org. And if you're impressed with the way the planet looks, wait until you hear the way it sounds. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
When Cassini was still a few days away from Saturn, its radio and plasma wave science instrument picked up a greeting from the ring planet that is literally out of this world. That's the sound created by a cosmic sonic boom of sorts. In this case, it's the supersonic wind of particles from the sun as they run into the gossamer magnetic structure that shrouds Saturn. William Kurth says the sound has been modified a bit to make it, well, sing.
We took about a half an hour period of time and compressed that down to 10 seconds, so we didn't have to sit and wait for a half an hour for the sound to come through.
And when you listen to that sound, what do you hear other than wonderful noises?
Well, I kind of think of standing on the beach and having this huge wave come in and break on the beach. It's, in many ways, it's very similar to that.
Kurth and his colleagues will mostly analyze graphs of the signal in order to learn about Saturn's magnetic fields, which in turn hint at what's going on below the surface of the gas giant. But Kurth says some phenomena can really be found most easily by ear, such as lightning whistlers.
They're called whistlers because when you record them on an instrument like ours, they kind of sound like and if we could hear those, we'd know there was lightning in Saturn's atmosphere.
Kurth would love to plow through his data to listen for whistlers right now, but there's so much going on, he simply doesn't have a chance.
There's all sorts of neat things to look at, and I'm sure we're going to be really busy for the next, I don't know how many years, looking at just last night's data.
And that's day one of a mission that's slated to last at least 4 years. Other Cassini scientists are facing that frustration, too. Carolyn Porco heads the team that runs the cameras. Yesterday, she was so excited she was almost in tears as she talked about watching Cassini send in the first pictures of Saturn's rings.
I don't think you have to be a ring scientist to imagine what last night was for us. It was beyond description, really. It was mind-blowing. It was every adjective you could think of.
The images were peppered with features she had never seen before and which could take years to understand completely. Porco says her long-term goal is not simply to understand Saturn, but to understand how disks of material behave wherever they may be in space. After all, the Earth formed from a disk of material around the Sun billions of years ago.
And so we think we're seeing in Saturn's rings some of the processes that went on in the solar nebula before the planets formed. In fact, we may be seeing some of the processes that actually aided the development of the planets.
It'll probably take years to glean the deepest lessons from this trip to Saturn. That suits these scientists just fine. After all, they have collectively spent decades of their careers just waiting for this moment to arrive. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.